What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to Top 5, a show where we make up some of the lamest excuses for not being on Top 5. I mean, I'm here, Matthew's here, but all those other people that regularly show up on Top 5, lame.
Are there people who regularly show up on Top 5?
I mean, no, because we're all making lame excuses, which is our subject this week.
We kind of have a rotating cast of characters, I know, is what I'm saying.
Yes. Top 5 reasons to get out of school or work. This is a listener suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right up front. These are all actual excuses I have used.
Yes.
And you will not believe, number one, when we get there.
You will not believe, number
one. You will not believe.
What is this, a clickbait ad? Number one will shock you.
Number one will shock you.
Stephen, I've known you a long time.
I think it will shock you.
Okay.
My number five, this was when I was, here in Hayes in a rented apartment, but I didn't want to go to work that day. And I called in and I said, hey, I can't come in today because my water heater done busted. My water heater broke in the middle of the night and I've got no hot water to wash myself, and there's a terrible mess here, and I need to be here so the landlords can get in and replace the water heater, and I've got to wait for them and all of that stuff. So I don't know how long this is going to be. They could be here in an hour. Could be like 3 hours. You know, they're from out of town. So I'm just waiting to hear on a phone call back. So I'm probably not going to come in today.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was sitting on the couch watching anime all day.
With no pants, eating chili.
No pants and eating nachos, I'm sure.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So my water heater done busted. It was my number five reason to get out of school or work. What do you have for number five, Matthew?
My number five has a little setup to it. A couple of years ago, I was in a temporary position. And the thing about a temp job that sucks is you have two masters, because you're working for a company, but you're actually paid by another company. So I was working in a company that I really, really liked in their advertising department, but I was working for a temporary agent who were jerks. They were jerks. And I did not want to go to work one day because it was a business formal job. I had to have a shirt and a tie. I didn't have to have a jacket to go into work. And so I called in, and it was summer. And of course, summer in Kansas is pretty hot. It was 113 degrees or something.
Yeah.
I called in and I claimed heat stroke. I called in and I tried to sound disoriented and weirded out and claimed heat stroke and told her I would not be in today. And please call the people and tell them I'm really sorry. And I'm almost certain in retrospect that she thought I was drunk. Because my heat stroke.
I got a question for you today, office receptionist lady. Have you seen that Matthew Peterson? Oh, no, he's drunk again and can't come in. It's a good thing he's in a temporary position.
Well, and that's the thing. I actually came back to that same company a couple of years later in a different temporary position, two floors up.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't better. You that drunk guy I fired a few years ago?
No, it was the temp agency that ended that one. It's one of those things where miraculously at the end of your 90 days, somehow they decided not to renew your contract.
Wait a minute. I've looked at your medical needs. We're going to have to fire you.
The company has the option to make you a regular employee at the end of 90 days. But, oh, no, wait, we had to pull him. We're just going to keep him here in this temporary. So heat stroke, which probably, you know, almost certainly they thought I was drunk, which, to be honest, you know, if you've ever been to Topeka, a lot of people are drunk at any given time.
Aren't you that heat stroke guy?
Dr. Heatstroke, hello.
So I was living in California, and one of my coworkers was just a very nice girl, super, super sweet, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And she had to move out of her apartment. I don't remember why. She didn't tell me she lived on the third floor, and there was no elevator access or anything like that, and we had to move furniture and sofas and washers and dryers.
She didn't tell you she had a boyfriend either, I'm sure.
No, she didn't actually have a boyfriend, but... I agreed to help, as did some other friends agreed to help move stuff. I showed up bright and early, and they called in with lame excuses.
Oh.
And so I helped her and her parents move her to her new apartment, up a second flight of stairs to the new apartment. Wow. And she was nice enough to buy me a pizza for everybody to eat. But then she was like, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, okay, I'll be here tomorrow to help you out. Because she's a nice single girl, and I was a nice single boy. But man, the next morning came, and I was like, oh, man, that
then
refrigerator.
The morning comes.
That refrigerator that I moved the other day, I think I threw my back out. I'm so sorry, my back is just killing me. I got home yesterday, and I've just been lying on the floor taking painkillers. I'm really sorry. I don't think I'm going to be able to come and help you move your dresser and your large oak king size bed frame today. I'm so sorry.
I'm not going to be able to help you move your 50,000 comic books and your solid lead.
So I may be a horrible person for that, but at least I moved the refrigerator and the washer and dryer and a lot of the other heavy appliances. But I was just not going to do another day of that.
She's not listening.
No, she was not. I don't know what happened to her. I think she went to go work for the Heart Association or something. So.
Well, clearly she doesn't listen to podcasts then.
No, I don't think she does. What is your number four excuse, Matthew?
My number four, and I can't even remember where I worked at this time, so I may not have been miserable in this job, but at some point, my wife had to go in and get her eyes dilated for an eye exam.
Wait, aren't you the drunk one? Isn't she the high one? I know I've hired you two before.
You had to drive your wife to the doctor and back, right? This makes sense. Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Drive my wife to the eye doctor.
Sure, that's nice. That's a good excuse.
I know that I lived in Hayes when this happened because the eye doctor in the story that I told was located in another city. So we had to drive to a bigger city. I think it was Salina because it's a big city, to get her eyes dilated. And then I had to drive her back and take care of her. And what it really was a 15-minute drive, boop, boop, take her home, and then – you know, the rest of the day, just kind of hang around the house. But my wife obviously couldn't take care of herself with her eyes dilated. I mean, what kind of husband would I be if I let my wife have dilated eyes and go around the world? I mean,
a whole dilated eyes for what, like an hour, hour and
a
half?
An hour, 2 hours? Who knows? It could be 16 days.
They put a lot of drops in her eyes, man.
She's got big blue eyes. It could be weeks. We don't even know, man. So clearly I had to stay home and take care of her as far as they know. And so I did. And really it was not necessarily anything that needed to be done. But, you know, I was being a supportive husband.
Yeah, yeah. You sit there, honey. You go sit down. I'm going to watch the TV. Oh, is it too bright? Right. Well, maybe you should go into the other room.
Yeah, you should go lay down in your room, go to sleep, and I'll just watch TV over here.
If you need anything, just holler.
Right. I'll sit over here and eat Doritos.
Oh, boy, Matthew. You're such a supporting husband. Good excuse, though.
I am an excellent supporting husband. Thank
you
very
much.
Good
excuse, though. My number three, when you're a kid and you don't want to go to school, you will come up with all sorts of things to not have to go to school. And the interesting thing is,
yes,
if you've ever vomited into a toilet.
And who hasn't?
And who hasn't, right? You know what kind of sound it makes of the person who's doing that. But here's the thing. If you're going to make it convincing to a mom who's got an eagle ear.
Oh, no.
You have to also have a splash factor.
You have to have the glass of water. To.
Yes. So a good old glass of water. Swish Steven. It around and then. And then just pour the water and then just say, Mom, I'm throwing up. Oh, I can't go to school today. And then you flush
Steven,
before she can get in.
You're 26 years old.
You flush before she can get in. And then you come to the door wiping your mouth going, oh, man, I feel awful. I think it was something that I ate at my uncle's house last night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, well, you go lay down then. Because I rarely did that growing up as a kid, made fake excuses to get out of school.
Right.
So usually if I did that, Mom believed me.
Yeah.
So I think I only used that once, though. Yeah. And I made it sound good and swishy. So
that's gross.
Throwing up. Oh, I can't go to school. I threw up. Oh, what do you get to my number two?
No. I don't. I know where we're going with this, and
What do you have? For
la,
number
la,
three?
La.
What do you have for number three?
My number three is probably the most believable excuse I've ever given anyone.
Okay, let me listen to this one.
Okay, here's the deal. You know from college that I did not have the most reliable vehicular transport.
Aren't you the kid that ate the sandwich and said he couldn't come to class?
Shut up. No, my number three is related to the series. And for a long time, I had one vehicle for each year able to drive. The series of questionable purchases in my vehicular transportational facilities that I have had. There are times when I clearly remember I called my boss. I said, Becky, she said, yes. I said, you know my car? She said, you're not going to be in today, are you? Because you can look at my car at the time. Now you can't. So, well, you kind of can. But you can't so much anymore look at my car and immediately know that, you know, you're dealing with a flaming, belching beetle bomb. But there are times when I have used the reputation of my vehicles as not particularly reputable, not particularly trustworthy to my advantage. And, you know, maybe said to people, oh, I can't make it in because the car won't start and I have to get new muffler belts and fill the blinker fluid.
Of course, you know, if you're going to use those excuses, you probably ought to know about your muffler belts and your timing fluids.
Yeah, my timing fluid is always out. It's burning timing fluid. And you got to have
you got to have
a left-handed spanner.
Good morning, receptionist, office manager, lady. How are you today? Have you seen that Matthew Peterson?
He said his car was broken.
I've seen his car. That's a pretty good excuse. I'm going to have to use it myself. Boom, 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 boom.
Why do you sound like Yosemite? Why do I work for Yosemite Sam?
Because your life is kind of like a Looney Tune adventure.
Frassum, rabbit.
My number two.
Can't you play a piany?
My number
two. Got a piany?
If it's not coming out one way, it's coming out another way.
Oh,
and
Steven.
And there have been times where I didn't want to go to work, and I'm just like, oh, man. I ate something last night. In fact, I think one of my students used this on me the other day. Except his was a little bit better. Mine was just like, oh, man, I have been on the toilet all morning. I'm calling you from the bathroom right now. I don't think I'll be able to get up. I'm afraid that I'm going to be dehydrated after this. And I don't think I'm going to be able to come into work today. Now, one of my students the other day was just like, oh, yeah, my partner. He had to go to the hospital. Like, what do you have to go to the hospital for? I think he ate something and he said his stomach is not right. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I hope he's feeling better. 35 minutes later, I'm driving down one of the side streets. There goes his partner just walking along like nothing's bothering him in the whole wide world. If you're going to make up an excuse like, oh man, my stomach's so upset, I can't get off the toilet.
Right.
Then
you got to sell it.
You got to sell it, number one. And number two, you don't go within a mile of where you're supposed to be working or going to school. But I'm going to bet the gotta poop excuse has been used a lot, not by just me, but by a whole lot of people.
Well, you, first of all, you have to say tummy trouble. You can't say sure you're do. Volcanoing sludge from both ends. I mean, you have to be discreet about it.
Magical fountain.
I'm having some digestive issues. I'm so sorry, faithful spoilerites, that we even got here. But we knew it was coming.
This is what happens when listeners suggest topic ideas.
When people talk to Stephen, it always comes around to the end.
Oh, no. This is only my number two.
I know. That's what's terrifying.
Get it? It's my number two. What do you have for number two,
eight?
Matthew? No, but my kids are, and that's where their humor sits right now.
My number two is considerably less scatological, but no less gross, in that I have a number of vicious allergies. I am allergic to tomatoes. I'm allergic to chocolate. I'm allergic to grass. I'm allergic to pretty much all evergreen trees, deciduous, I believe they're called. But most importantly, I am allergic to penicillin and all penicillin framistats. So once I actually called into work because I was having an allergic reaction to amoxicillin, as far as they know. And it was one of those moments where I really kind of felt bad for about an hour and a half. And then I spent the rest of the day literally doing nothing and feeling much better about myself. But, you know, the one time I was actually hit by a wasp, it was a huge issue. And I did call in.
Because
but that
was you went running and screaming and tripped and fell down the manhole cover?
No, I the one time I was – and Otter Disaster is a witness. This actually happened.
Wasp.
I was struck by a wasp, and I literally screamed like a very young girl child. Because they are terrifying. First of all, they're like little helicopters of death. But I'd never
been – They're not
going to
hurt you.
Yes, they are. I'm allergic to their venom.
Unless you start screaming and swatting at them and running.
He flew right into my chest and stabbed me in the chest.
You must have
so
done
it's close to my heart.
You must have done something horrible to him in your past life.
He had actually built a nest
Arthur
in the
Dent.
Door of Otter's car.
What was the name of the thing that Arthur Dent kept killing and killing and killing?
Agrajag.
Agrajag, yeah.
Yes.
That's Dent what it Arthur was. Dent.
Yeah, Agrajag came back as a wasp to get me?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense. Not.
Yeah, it does.
But
somewhere there's a giant statue of you with a 50 million legs stomping on 50 million different versions of Agrajag and all of his different forms.
And giving him the finger and killing him with my, you know, chainsaw hand or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's called a callback.
Yeah. Lord only knows if it'll be a callback when the episode's actually air.
Probably not, because they air so out of order.
So somewhere down the line, future people,
you may get the joke now, or you may have to wait another 6 months.
It'll be fine. Just move on.
Yes. Are you done with your number two? I got stung by a bee.
I'm done with my number two. I'm also done with your number two.
So sometimes there are just times where you want to leave work.
Right.
And you can't make up an excuse, right? I mean, you can't use the throwing up because, you know, you're not 12.
Right.
You can't use the poop one anymore because you're like 25. Well,
you should have control of your bowels by that point.
But when I lived in Atlanta, I was working at a place and I just needed an afternoon off. And it wasn't, you know, a bright sunny day. It wasn't a warm day, a cold day. It was just this kind of overcast fall day. And I just needed to get the heck out of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any other excuse besides, boss.
Why, yes.
Our security company called and said the alarm at the house was going off.
Oh.
And I need to go and take care of that. So I don't know how long it's going to be. I may not be back today, but I will probably back tomorrow. I'm just letting you know. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Day off. Now, if you're going to make up an excuse like your security alarm went off,
right,
you better have a brilliant reason why when you come back the next day.
Right. What? Oh, God.
So what happened? What happened? Is everything okay at your house? Yeah, weird thing, right? You know, in our bedroom, we have this giant glass picture window.
Oh,
and it's got the thing on it to where if the glass is broken or something, you know, the alarm will go off. a giant crow flew into the window so hard that it cracked the glass and set off the alarm. Can you believe that? There's a dead crow right on the ground outside the window. But no, nobody broke in. But I got to tell you, now we have to get the glass replaced. So Monday, I'm not going to be able to come in because that's Steven. When they're replacing the window.
That's
3-day weekend. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I actually used that as an excuse and it worked.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
Would that work anywhere but Atlanta?
I don't know. I suppose.
Oh, now, Steven, you can just go home and like take care of that. Make sure that you tell your family.
It was
that,
it was a simpler time back in the early
90s. Mr. Dotrieve said hello.
It was a simpler time. So that's my number one excuse to get out of school or work that I have used.
Nice.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, to be honest, when I was making this list, it was really hard for me to come up for five times that I have, you know, made up an excuse. I guess another word for excuse is lie, to get out of school or work. Because normally I don't do it. You really have a pretty good work ethic.
Right.
But man, there's just some times where it's like, nope, not feeling it today. And out of the five times, so it's like once every 8 years, I will use an excuse to get out of work. No, one out of 9 years. One day every 9 years.
Yeah, we're 45.
One day every 9 years, Stephen will not show up to work or school.
And there'll be a crow involved. A crow.
And now you know if Stephen does call in sick once every 9 years, you know he's full of crap.
That's
because
true.
He never misses work.
Stephen only has, in the time that we've been doing the podcast, you've only canceled one due to your personal illness. Sick.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, yeah. Almost had to cancel another one this week because of children.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of children.
What is your number one reason or excuse to get out of school or work?
My number one is children, or in my case, child. And this is going to sound cruel, and I want to understand, faithful spoilerites, that it's not as cruel as it sounds. You got to bear with me to the whole end. When my kid was born, she was a cute little baby, but she had a thing where her eyes did not converge. And so we had to have a baby surgery, and we had her eyes done. And she was a really, really healthy kid. But there were a couple of times when I was working in the call center where I'd be like, oh, nope, kid's sick. Got to stay home, take care of the kid because she's sick. And they knew she'd had a surgery, but they didn't know what. And I'm like, oh, nope, kid's sick, got to take care of the kid. Oh, okay, you're fine, take care of the kid. So I will tell you the truth. I did this several times, probably two or three times over the course of a couple of years at the horrible, horrible, soul-sucking call center that I worked at. And then the summer when she turned
six. Which one,
six,
the one you're working at now or the one?
No, I love the one I work at now. It's not a call center.
Oh, okay.
It's a secret location. But
okay, deep underground.
The summer when she turned six, all of a sudden, every time I had called in sick baby, came back and bit me in the bottom because all of a sudden my child has a chronic disease which requires management. So now I actually have federal medical leave, FMLA, that I can use if Molly has issues related to her diabetes. So I feel like this is my karmic retribution for those times that I called in sick baby. Now I actually have this leave that I can use, but I don't want to use it because I don't want her to be sick. So it's one of those moments where you're just kind of like, sometimes when you make up something like that, I don't believe in karmic retribution. I don't necessarily believe that the universe is out to teach me a lesson. But darn it, those times that you call in, oh, no, she has the sniffles. Now you're like, oh, no, I don't want to call from the nurse. I don't want to call from anybody. I don't want to hear anything. No, do not tell me about sick babies. I don't want to hear it. Not going to happen. Now, granted, she's like 12 now, but still, my number one was a couple, three times I got out of a terrible job because I had to take care of a child who may not have actually been at school while I was home playing Mortal Kombat on the PlayStation 3.
Wow.
But
we are horrible people.
We are horrible people.
We are horrible, horrible people. But
you
at
know,
least now, listeners, you have 10 excuses that you can now use pull out whenever you need them, but really probably only do it once because, you know, your water heater busted. It's only going to happen. No, I didn't say blow up, just done busted.
A crow.
That's one you can only use once. And the fact that I was able to parlay that into a second day off.
Yeah, that was miraculous.
Brilliant.
That was Stinsonian in its manipulativeness. Yes, I have to give you props for that.
Yes.
That's just wow.
I felt bad afterwards too. Especially when my boss died like a month later.
Oh, don't you hate it though when you're at home?
I felt like it was my
and you're
fault.
Sitting there and you get a call from work on the day that you're home and you're like, oh God, what is it? Because, you know, I had a legitimate absence and my boss called to tell me that there was no need for me to come in for the half shift that I had intended to take.
Yeah. Woohoo, three-day weekend.
Right. We've arranged coverage, so you just stay home and take care of stuff and you'll be fine. But it was that moment where I was legitimately out for a legitimate reason and I was still like, they busted me playing hockey. Just not right.
Yeah. All right, listeners. You have a list of 10. Now it's your turn. Head over to majorspoilers.com. There's a link in the show notes. Share your top 5 reasons or your top 5 excuses that you have used to get out of school or work. We want to read that list. And really, it's always fun. If you don't want to use real names, if you want to use fictional names and places, that's fine too. We don't want to get anybody in trouble because we know your bosses are always looking at lists. Sure. And we don't want them to stumble across yours. I'm sure they're following you around every step of the way.
Sure, they're probably following us.
Yep. And hey, if you thought this show was worth $2 a month, you could really do us a favor. Head over to members.majorspoilers.com. Sign up to become a Major Spoilers VIP. Every little bit and every one of our listeners that help support this show means we can continue to grow and do more. Every dollar that goes into a Major Spoilers VIP account from our fine listeners goes right back into the company. Goes into server costs, goes into paying writers. It really goes a long way. And we could use more of your help. So go over and sign up today. Members.majorspoilers.com. All right, Matthew, I think we are out this week.
Yep. We'll come up with a good excuse.
We'll come up for a good excuse of why we don't have an episode next week. Because, you know, everybody loves an excuse or a list. Or both.
Or a list of excuses.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.